Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Mori, Arav Hilba Meir Yechamechel Zecharon Olebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zecharon Olebracha. And of course, learning in the shul this week is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Arav Hilba Meir Yechamechel. David HaMelech, we are in Sefer Tehillim, and we're up to Mizmor Chaf Gimel. And David HaMelech put together this probably one of the most famous chapters of Tehillim during one of the most dangerous times in his life. He was running away from Shaul HaMelech, and in desperation, he finds himself in a forest called Yar Cheres, because it was a parched and dry forest. And Hashem doesn't give up David HaMelech. He soaks this forest with a moisture that has the tam, the flace, the taste, and the flavor of Olam Haba, which, according to the Medrash, made even the grass and leaves of the forest succulent and edible, which shows David HaMelech that Hashem supports and nourishes at all times, even when survival seems to be non-existent. And he doesn't talk about this for himself. He uses it as an opportunity to sing to Am Yisrael. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the custom to say this tefillah, this capital between the Tilas Yadayim and the Bracha of Hamotzi. Arizal says the connection is the fact that there are 57 words here, which is also the gematria of the word Zun. Arizal also says those who say it and live by its message will always be blessed with enough mizonos, enough food within the process. Others have a custom of making the statement during a meal itself, and it may serve as the divrei Torah that are required every single time that we get together to eat with others. And so the kapitel begins, Mizmor le David, Hashem roi lo achzar, a song of David, the Lord is my shepherd, Hashem is my shepherd, I shall not lack, lo achzar. And David HaMelech felt like a sheep who has no reason to care for his own welfare, because he knows that Hashem will take care of him in that process. He lays me down in lush meadows. He lay beside tranquil waters. He leads me. He compares Hashem to a shepherd, to one who he looks out for good, choice grazing grounds in this situation. The Medrash comments over here that David HaMelech is talking about Hashem's generosity and taking care of the necessities and comforts of the Jews in the Midbar, specifically the Be'er of Miriam, where wherever the local Jews went, they were able to proceed, and the waters of the tranquil stream were clear and sweet, and the torrential river were muddy. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner points out that Hashem leads us over here, meaning that David HaMelech teaches us how to make the best of even the most uncomfortable situations. Sometimes people just want to move on and they're frustrated. And well, David HaMelech says, realize, yet Hashem is laying us down over here at certain points of in time. Now, she is shoveiv, he restores my soul. Yancheni b'magli tzedek l'man shemo, he leads me on the path of justice for his sake. In that situation, this follows Rashi, my spirits became faint as a result of the great trials and tragedies, and Hashem revives me in that situation. And so in a certain sense, David HaMelech is offering thanks to Hashem for preserving his soul despite the tremendous amount of material blessing that he has. He doesn't lose his soul in the process. Of course, the Medrash comments that the soul is achieved through Had, the tranquility of soul is achieved through the study of Torah. Torah is Hashem, Tamima Mishivas and Navesh. Gam kelech begeitz hamavas lo yirara ki ata imadi shiftecha mishantecha imei nachamuni. When I walk through the valley overshadowed by death, which refers to galus according to the Targum, or the Radak says it's a place of danger, but Rashi says there's a specific place in mind over here. And David HaMelech says lo yirara is nothing to fear. He is able to have bitachon. He says, the understanding over here is that he has this situation. Kiata imadi, my confidence in you is so strong that I know you'll always stand by me in times of need. But whether you're using your rod or your staff in this situation, whether sometimes Hashem, you have to show it to us hard. Sometimes Hashem, you use your mercy and you show it to us with direction. But either way, in Achamuni, there's an equal balance of affliction and support. And that's the idea, that affliction itself is a support. Taruch lufanai shulchan neged tzorarai, you prepare a table before me, opposite my enemies, that my enemies can see. And the Medrash says, these words were directed towards the nations who saw Am Yisrael leave Mitzrayim. And they said, the nation's going to die in the desert. So what did Hashem do? He gave them man, and he gave them a be'er, and they lost their argument. Dishanta b'shem en roshi, kosi revaya, you anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. David used this term to describe his anointment as king, because many of his enemies conceded that he had been chosen king, but that he was already no longer able to be king because his averos invalidated the choice. And so David says, "Listen, Dishanta Hashem Kosi Revaya, Dishanta Hashem and Roshi. I'm still able to be there. Hashem has still chosen me, and you have left me in charge over here." And may only goodness and kindness pursue me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in Hashem's house forevermore. And David HaMelech uses ach, that he asks only for a small amount, that he only wants the bare minimum of the worldly goods in this world. Ach tov v'chesed. And v'shavti v'es Hashem, I'll dwell in the house of Hashem. Revival Salvechik commented that this refers to the halacha. You can't in yeshiva bazar ela malchus beis David bovad. That's what he means. I'll dwell there forevermore. I'll be able to go ahead, and my family will always be able to continue to serve as the malchus, as the seat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific, amazing day.